I Dream of Many Heroes, written and read by Sherry Stephenson via Spill Words Press. Thank you. What inspired this piece of work was I was looking through the eyes of a six-year-old boy in admiration of Davy Crockett, but now I'm a mature man. I still look at a lot of things through the eyes of six-year-old boys. So I thought of a few of the characters, and then I looked through the eyes of a man and realized that a lot of things really haven't changed that much. But the characters have and the stories have, so here we go. I Dream of Heroes. Ones that lived when I was a boy. The Davy Crockett's, the good one. Maybe not the one who really lived, but the Walt one. I dream of Lancelot the Champion, who saved the day, not the one who ran away with Guinevere and broke Arthur's heart, and the Round Table. I dream of Jim Hawkins, the lad of Treasure Island, and the kind Long John Silver, who didn't try to murder Captain Smollett or unleash Black Dog's thievers of treasure. I dreamed of Louis Riel the Good, not the poor wretch they hung, or the lonely Drummond, fortunately pardoned, not shot and hung. I have nightmares of Sir John, eh? I dream of Shea, doctor to the right, for the extreme left, who died of an attack of CIA. I dream of many heroes. I dream of Nellie McClung, the freedom she bought, the battles she won. She marched through her time to give us ours. I dream of Buffy St. Marie, her words and her grace, her universal soldier always haunts my space. I dream of Red Molly for everything fair, for loving James 80, right to Vincent 52 Black Lightning, her new mayor. I dream a lot.